This is Roberto reporting from Genoa. It's a bit after 5 p.m. here on July the 20th in Genoa, and it has been a busy day indeed. Actually, I look at my watch now. It's more like a quarter to six. I'm in a phone booth right outside a blockaded area as I stand right now. Walked up a street, the street called Corso Torino, and it's been the site of many a battle today. About 10 o'clock this morning, I started getting reports from all over the city, various confrontations police had with demonstrators, and quite a few serious ones, I guess. We've had difficulty getting news. I've been near the Indy Media Center, and it's been a tough day. There's been calls coming in all day long, and out on the streets there, it's hard to tell what's happening. There seem to be groups of maybe four or five different areas in the city in which there were skirmishes going on. It's 6 o'clock now. There's probably one more going at this point, but lots have happened. Down the street I just walked here, right now citizens are starting to come out and sort of take a look and see what's happened. It's calm at the moment where I'm at right now, but I just walked up the street where all the bank buildings, the windows are smashed, but it's all selective. You know, other places are not. There have been unconfirmed reports of gas stations and supermarkets looting and some things along those lines. Police cars being burned, that has been confirmed. We have a few unconfirmed about some injuries. But like I said, news is difficult to get at this point. At the Indy Media Center, the action got very close to there at one point. It was a very intense moment as people had to get ready to be under siege, and luckily that didn't occur, but police have got the area, it seems, at least from one angle, fairly covered at this point, and so things remain. So that's the report right now. I'd like to give you a live report as possible, but anyway, things are hot here in Genoa.